so far.
Are there any guests? No?
Nope.
Nope.
So then we'll move right on to approval of the agenda.
Jeez, I put February 15th up there. It's always going to be one error.
Sir.
The agenda looks good.
Okay. You want to approve?
I approve the agenda.
Okay. All those in favor? And it's carried. The minutes of the regular council meeting. The only question I had was, do we have to reflect that I was attended by Zoom, or does that matter?
Yeah, it...
I'm good either way.
Yeah.
Why would it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know is the answer. I mean, you know, you're allowed to meet by electronic means.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how you have to record it, right? You know, so.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So, is there any errors or omissions? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
Approve the minutes of the 15th meeting.
Okay, all in favor? Carried. Minutes of the February 23rd meeting.
I'll approve those.
Okay. All those in favor? And that is carried. Public Works report.
Alrighty. Yeah, I managed to catch up on these. So this is obviously more than a month's worth of stuff. But the I guess the highlights, installed that new 2-inch meter at the curling rink. The old one broke, and it was older. But
so is that us that pay for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, it's, you know, it's an expensive meter, right? It's like, I think, $15,000 to $2,000, right? And but, you know, we need to know how much water is going through the system. So, you know, it's a toss-up whether it's super worth it or not. But, you know, it would be better to know
it's
for sure.
It's better to have than not, I think.
Yep. And a couple of things got completed since I wrote this. The flagpole, obviously. The post was in the ground about this much, you know, and so they jackhammered it out, and you know, now it'll pivot like this whenever we have to fix it, which hopefully none of us will ever care about that, right? What else? The eaves trough on the lift station did, I think it was about $89. It just keeps the rain off the door and stuff, so it doesn't freeze. The audit started today, like the on-site stuff. Seems to be going well. And then I think that's about it as far as...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, you bet.
So you put advertised for 3 students for summer. does David fall under that, or is he now off that?
No, he'd be off that. I mean, okay. You know, later on we got the discussion about the salaries. We're keeping them to a minimum, right? But... the idea is more or less to be ready for the summer when we've got to ramp up on the projects or external work, right? So, and he does have that skill set.
Yeah.
I don't think he qualifies now either because he's done school.
Okay.
And he's not going back. So,
okay.
Yeah, it would be 3 new ones. Yeah, you bet.
So, but we need 3 more?
Well, there's a grant out for it. Yeah.
You have to hire 3?
Well, you don't have to hire 3. It seemed to work well last year, and we could go with 2. I mean, there's no real... reason. I mean, basically, when you file it, you know, you get what you get, sort of thing. If it ends up being 2, but you know, one of the things we're working on is a to-do list for the summer. You know, and we can bring that to council. May not be a bad idea and say like, is this good value? Right? You know, are these the things we want to do. So, we kept them pretty busy last year. The other thing is sometimes you'll get somebody who kind of comes late or leaves early or you know that kind of stuff. So you kind of don't exactly get 3. You know, 2 solid good ones would be about the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so,
I mean,
yeah.
If that's what the grant is, it's always, like, if they're looking for stuff to do. But
yeah.
Or float, I don't know what needs to be done on that. But that also,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's volunteers out there who would like
oh, yeah, that stuff, yeah.
So.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the mowing, I would say, is kind of all 1.5-ish type people. You know, it depends how much weed eating and stuff you want to do.
How much rain.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and of course it browns out in the middle of the summer, right? So, you know, that's when you can squeeze in some of that other work. But I think we'll create a list and then we can, you know, have a look at it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So is there anything else for the Public Works report? Not going to the admin.
That's it. So highlights the, as I said, the audit. I guess I moved right along to that in the public works on audit that started today. Trying to think if there's anything else in here that's kind of a highlight.
Yeah, I want to just talk the strategic plan for waive development fees for new commercial structures.
Yeah.
That's if someone applies to start something now. Like that's.
Oh yeah, I mean that was basically an idea, right? So okay. Whenever we get something like that, you kind of flesh out the details, and you're exactly right. Is you know what conditions would it be? You know, in other words, you have to build in this time frame. I mean, there's, you know, you don't kind of waive it just for the sake of waiving it, right? But, we'll bring it back to council and sort of see what conditions, you know, we'd need. And the thing is, we may or may not need it depending on, you know, when the lots are available and how well they sell, right? You kind of effectively want to do as little as possible, right? So, yeah.
And the other one was... Work with the Lions Club to create their frisbee golf. They did it.
Oh, they're done?
They did it all within the park.
Oh, okay, good.
And the school.
Wow, that's awesome.
Apparently Palliser told them to
what page put is that
their
on?
Things up. 16. 16.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. Well, that makes that job easier for us. No, that's wonderful. Okay, so that's complete by Lions. Perfect. Good.
One of the questions I had on the bottom of 14 was the make-up list of requisitions to be paid right after taxes come in each year.
Yeah.
Isn't that done already?
Mostly, yeah. I just want to get it in one spot. We have most of a list, but I just want to walk through it, like go through the budget and stuff. Because there's always going to be one little one you miss. Okay. Like the library is often missed because it's a couple thousand and, you know, so. But yeah,
I thought that was
basically, yeah, it's basically done, yeah. Yeah.
And then on the respond per the map requirement on page 12.
Yep.
It said the only outstanding item related to this is the appointment of a chairperson.
Composite says that's...
Like the map was the municipal affairs thing, right?
Yeah, I've got to reread it. We're really down to sort of onesie twosie type stuff. We've never used it, right? Because for the most part, anybody who's had an issue with assessments, you know, Benchmark is able to handle it.
Yeah.
So we don't technically, okay. and us appointing a chairperson. I mean, it's really that board that does it. So. But some of this stuff overlaps, and to be honest, we sometimes debate back and forth because you'll talk to two different people and they interpret it differently.
Yeah.
So, kind of depends on who you get. But hardly the top of the list of concerns, right? I'm sure there'll be a chairperson, yeah. But no, I just want to make sure we close that off, right? That,
yeah. So the top of page 14, bylaw 808. Did you not do that already?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the Grange thing on page 10, is that done then? Will you have complete Elkin County is doing environmental assessment?
Yeah, they haven't done that yet.
They haven't? Okay.
No. I assume they're probably waiting for a little bit of good weather.
Okay.
You know, so he said they're going to do it as quick as possible. And then they are going to, I mean, effectively, if the property goes to them, they're going to take $20,000 off the bill and probably write off the rest. Is how he said the county is going to end up with that. So technically the county would own it, but, you know, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's one of these things. We obviously as a village have a vested interest in it. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure they're not interested in developing a plot in our village. So
well, that's kind somewhere. Of like, what's the impact on the village?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess it'd be weird to tell them to mow their property.
Mow their property and they have a 6-month bill.
Yeah.
To follow on that. And back to the village, according to the land.
Well, and you know what? If there's a land transfer, you kind of, it's expensive to go, well, you know, maybe the village will take it and you go from them to the county to us, you know. I mean, it's one of those things, before they finish that, we should sit down and say, what's the plan for this, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, where are we going to go?
If there is environmental concerns on it, mm-hmm. what are they going to do then?
Oh, then I think you'd walk away from it, right? You know, the sad thing is it's still in our village, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's one of these things where if you build a at-grade building, it's not too bad. If you build a basement, it's going to be not great, right? So, and last time I checked, I know with the tanks underground, the municipality has the final say on it, you know. And where you run into a snag is sometimes financing it. Like, the banks don't like a site that's got that attached to it. So, yeah. So, I mean, often, you know, if it works for the municipality, that's great, you know. But because hopefully we wouldn't need to borrow for something if that was the choice, right? Yeah. But for a separate person, which would be ideal, you know, to buy it and build on there, it would be great if it didn't have an environmental issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll soon find out.
Is the county plan on sure on marketing?
And yeah.
They still want us to pay half, correct?
Of?
The
oh, yeah, yeah. So it's $1,600 each, yeah. What? Yeah.
Want us to pay half. Yeah. It's going to cost them $3,200.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I think we did. I think we did make a. We made a motion. Yeah.
Yeah. You motioned to pay it.
Yeah. Did yeah. I? Yeah.
No. No. You're, I guess
what.
I don't remember that. So.
I know we did it really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we talked about it, but.
And I don't know whether that was an exact cost. The 30.
I think it was pretty darn close. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they wanted us to pay.
And I guess really it would be good for us to know that regardless how it turns out.
Well,
right?
If we end up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That part's done, right?
Yeah.
You know, and at
and
least
we're okay. One way or the other, we're going to end up with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. So no, it's true.
Because, chances are, if county doesn't take it, she's going to let it go, come back to us in tax.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reality is waiting 3 years for that is just a bad idea, right? It's mm-hmm. If you can get it done earlier, great, you know, but...
Because if she does let it come back in taxes,
mm-hmm.
The sooner it happens, the better. Because, you know, if we have to wait 3 years to take it back and then we have to turn around and pay all that money to get it
checked and stuff, for sure. Yeah.
No, probably not rechecked, but if we have to clean it up.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, because technically you can't go on the property, right? You know, so... Yeah, I mean, in cases like that, I think it's always good to try to be proactive and, you know, like we built, you know, you can buy a derelict property sometimes for a dollar. And yeah, the trade-off is you demolish and hopefully sell the lot for about the same, but at least, you know, the village looks better, right? So, because there's a couple of properties that, you know, we might want to consider that next year or so, right? Depending on how it goes, but...
Question for you.
Hmm.
Let's say she... Especially if it comes back to ask you clean up, she's going to drag your heels and not do anything. Can we ask her to sign over the property immediately rather than wait 3 years of no taxes?
Well, I guess the bargaining chip we have is that she owes $92,000 for the fire stuff, right? So, you know, I think until that's, I mean, you probably want to use that as a leverage. So, yeah, I mean, if, you know, if it fails, we may still want to take her up on that because I get the sense that they're not going to get the $92,000 regardless, right? Yeah.
Well, and if they get it, I mean, they're doing the assessment anyway.
Yeah.
But if they get it, it's really not an issue. I think the county would pay their taxes still.
No, the other municipalities don't pay taxes.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Yeah, and that's in the MGA. That's not... you know, you can get community centers and maybe a library.
So
I don't
know.
Do you
not go after collections to get it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, for sure. There is. I'm absolutely. Like anybody else, you can go through all those same things, right? I mean, technically, it's not our bill, but I'm pretty sure at some point we're going to feel the brunt of it. Yeah. Right? No, I mean, really, you know, it's a lot of equipment here in our village, right? So
somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know what the... I mean, I'm assuming it was an incorporated company that owned it. You know, I can't imagine it was, unless there was some kind of guarantee on a loan or something like that. But in which case, you know, when the money runs out, and, you know, it's gone, right? So, But you probably want to make sure that you've done that, you know, that at least you got first dibs on it, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I can talk to Nels. I mean, he's obviously been working through it, right? So I don't see him walking away from money if he can get it. But, you know, I was surprised, quite frankly, when they did clean up the site. You know, that was, I didn't really expect that, you know, so.
Well, yeah, we're way ahead of the game there.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted the safe.
Yeah, oh,
they
sure.
What?
Yeah.
They wanted the safe that was buried in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, depending what's on there, it might be a wash for...
I don't know if they wanted out of that safe.
They were eager beavers, so they came out and
tell
you.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. They had a pretty steady income, I think, prior to that from their side business, so... Yeah. I don't know. I'll talk to Nels, though. Okay. I'll follow up with him and kind of see where we're at with
all
that.
All right.
Yeah.
So is there anything else on the admin report? So can I have a motion to approve the two reports?
I will approve the reports.
Okay. Correspondence. Oh, so all in favor? Yes, carried. Correspondence?
I don't have anything, no.
You have nothing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Financial reports.
Okay. So we're at that stage of the year, obviously, when a lot of money's gone out and not a whole lot's come in. We've got the assessments done. We're going to send those out. And then there's people have 60 days to, you know, I guess, argue their, you know, their assessment. Yeah, exactly. And so, but I think, you know, the goal would be to get the tax bills. Well, after, you know, 30 days or 45, you pretty much know what's going to happen, right? So, and then we'll get the tax bills out. The grants have been applied for. Of course, we did that in January. So, you know, I would imagine cash-wise we should improve. But I did put in the kind of the highlights from basically from all the information here. So the bank revenue is not in there, 4,000. The solar revenue is not in there yet. You know, actually the last amount we got was, I think, $3,100, which is pretty good for, you know, the middle of winter, right? So, you know, they, as far as Champion's given the go-ahead for us to do those five hydrants, so that will have, obviously, revenue and some offsetting expenses. And I think what I'm going to do is start breaking these out, you know, at least have the revenue and what we... see that, you know, what we anticipate that we spent, right? Like man hours and equipment and that kind of stuff. So, because I think that's, we're getting to the stage where that's pretty important. Let's see, Summerland, I think we know about that one. I did go through the admin and public works salary, and I mean, there's some details in here, but including kind of my hours. I would say that we'll hit the budget targets because... when the project season comes, a lot, basically, you know, any extra hours for me and those guys, a good chunk of their salaries goes into the capital projects. We're trying to be a little careful to not, it's easy to move salaries over there, but there needs to be some value there too, right? So, you know, aside from that, you know, I'm not sure, we have David knock back to kind of, you know, when he's needed sort of thing, right? So, but, you know, I would assume that that's going to start soon, so.
So, Patrick, with yours?
Yep.
Your
I'm the biggest one in there, obviously.
Your contract. Yep. Like, I don't know what's covered in your contract, so.
Technically 2 days a week, but, I mean, it includes, you know, like extra hours. I don't charge for, you know, the weekends when I work on agendas or council meetings and that kind of stuff, because that's the salary piece, you know, and typically a CAO, I mean, you do work more than, if it's a 40-hour CAO job, it's more than 40 hours typically, so what I try to do is, with the 37, is make sure that there's some value that I'm working on capital projects or, you know, that kind of stuff, right, so... I think our biggest challenge...
So this
challenge,
is your $37 an hour
component down here? Yes, yeah. The other one is, sorry... Wednesday, Thursday, I'm in the office. Did I just say Tuesday, Wednesday?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So then in the audited statements, like when it has your salary at 40K.
Yeah. Yes. That was the salary. I don't think there was much extra hours last year, but that's a very good point, right? I think that we should reflect, we have to reflect the hours that were used in my capacity as a CAO. So, like, you know, working on budget stuff is not capital, right? Mm-hmm. Budgeting for a capital project can be, mm-hmm. you know, so I think we're going to have to split that up. I do have these records, and I'm happy to send them along each month, but so we can track all the hours and where it was spent, and I think we should go 40 plus, you know, the work that was done.
Well, just because it's kind of misleading on the statements.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
But if you're filling in manager and public works.
Yes.
And all that.
Yeah, and it used to be, I mean, when I was working at both places, it was kind of 60-40. And, you know, I mean, it was just as many hours as I could squeeze into a week, right? So that was pretty easy. I mean, 40 was it. I mean, that never changed for a couple of years, right? So it's been that way since 2018. So this is kind of a new thing.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right. In fact, we can do that because I think this audit right now, they'll ask that question.
Okay.
We can certainly come up with that answer, right? So
I just know, like, we have this project, commercial project going on
mm-hmm.
as well as...
Yeah. And that's not a project, right? It's, you know, I mean, I have spent time on it, and we could technically put it in there, but I don't think that's where you want to put, you know, the insurance money and stuff, right? So
I guess I'm just I'm just trying to figure out where.
Yeah, I think
what all is in, because I haven't seen your contract, so that's.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can send it along. Yeah, it's actually out of date, to be honest.
Okay.
It was over in December, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it I can give you it because, you know.
Okay.
I'll send it along. I thought I had, but contract. It's in the minutes, but you know,
oh, is it?
It would take me about an hour to find it there. So I'll dig it out.
Okay.
Off mine, right? So yeah, I'll send
so
it
it's
out.
Expired quickly. Then?
Yeah, it was till the end of December. So the terms are basically just month to month, right? So I think you know, from my perspective, if I'm just being honest, I believe the thing that. It was 3 weeks for every year for a severance, you know, obviously, unless I do something that's, you know, bad. Then, of course, it would revert back to whatever the labor rules are, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that clause wouldn't stick, you know, so, yeah. But it is probably, you know, the idea was new council would come in and have some time and either, you know, if you decide to move on to somebody else or, you know, it goes well at that stage, we can... You know, but
it was a year ago, December. Like, not last December.
No, it was last December. December. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not in here.
Yeah.
That's when it expired.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But didn't we do a new one?
No, we haven't.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I better work hard. For that. Yeah, it's like a hockey player going UFA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, anyway, I mean, I just want to kind of be as transparent and open. I mean... You know, I do worry about the value and the extra work. To be honest, I'll just be honest. I have tried to kind of do something consistently with Champion, but as you know, they're, I think, on their third or fourth CAO, right, in the last year or so. So, because that would, you know, it's better to have some pressures and I can't keep up with the work as opposed to, I don't ever want to be looking for work to do, right?
Yeah.
You know, because that's not delivering any value, right? So, yeah. But this summer we'll be busy, so you know that it completely turns around then, right? So, which I'll hopefully be soon.
But I do like this breakdown of.
Oh yeah, no, and I can really send those along. Yeah, I do that every month. So I can send those along too. Hours. In fact, I probably should, to be honest, because it's CAO wise, like for transparency in the audit, you guys should know, you know, what's going on, right? And. I mean, you know the salary, but this is obviously something different, right? So, yeah, no problem.
Well, just transparency to everyone because
for sure, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yep.
Great.
Aside from that, like I said, lots of money going out. I think, you know, honestly, when we get into later discussions, it would be nice to obviously get some money back in the bank, right?
Yeah.
The interest rates are low right now, so it's not a big deal, but they won't be low forever, right? So at some point we're gonna want to bank cash, right? So check listings on page 24.
So on your financial report,
yep.
I just almost, it's a typo. It says January 31st, but yet
okay.
It's for the period ending.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's Yes, it is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's the one underneath there. Okay. There goes the perfect agenda, right?
Yeah.
And scour.
Yeah. No, that's good. I could have looked at it 100 times and still missed it.
On the detailed budget versus
yep.
actual.
Yep.
On the water usage revenue.
Mm-hmm. Revenue, yeah.
So, current, we brought in 1,000, and then the year to date, it went down.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, which means they've done an adjustment. I'll tell you what that is. It's we had an adjustment with one of our bigger customers where the digit was off.
Okay.
And so we did record an actual number this last time, and so we have to do that with journal entries as opposed. I don't want to change the meter number because then we have the same problem the next cycle.
Yeah.
And that reflects a big adjustment. It's probably around 13 or 1,000, because, well, let me think. The one that we did in January actually technically is for December, and the auditors are, this is, yeah. I say that because the auditors are working on this, right? And then, of course, the one for the end of February, we would have done, you know, first day or two in March, so it wouldn't have shown up here. So, effectively, we've got, it's supposed to reflect one that's, you know, going to get rolled back, but that should straighten out, obviously, the next time around. But
I just thought that was weird how it actually
for sure, down yeah, instead of yeah. Like, I do look for that, and you're absolutely right. Yeah, it shouldn't be less, right? Yeah, in fact, that was one of the ones I adjusted because it was actually, I think, a minus number, right? It we had to adjust that bill. We had to adjust it. It was done in, I think, 2021, and it should have been done in 2022 or something to that effect, and okay. So that did throw the numbers off, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good catch. That's good. Somebody's paying attention to the numbers, I see. Good.
I got to do it with the magnifying.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if we had 11 by 17, I would honestly print them that big, because you're right, it's
I can read it. Yep. I got
a
magnifying
yep.
glass at
home.
Yep. And then on the employer benefits contribution.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like.
The
two. Hi, Carol. Hello. We have, so we're on track like over 400 a month.
Sorry, so, which line is that?
It is 231101.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 231101. Yes, gotcha.
Does that include the admin benefits as well?
No, the admin benefits are in the other one.
Okay.
I will have a look at that again because some of the benefits we pay in the admin, like benefits,
yeah.
are only in admin.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'll try to detail that a bit more because, yeah, some of the public work stuff is actually in admin. So, yeah, I'd have to double check this. I mean, we're tracking the way we want to, but,
okay.
you know. Yeah, it's good to know, right?
And then, are we any closer to figuring out about Blake's? Are we still?
Yeah, she's been working through it for last month. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I believe the idea is to, you know, we just wanted to check that whether it violates any agreement we have or that kind of stuff. But I believe, yeah, the idea is to I believe we either discontinued it or are doing that right now. Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Because that's a substantial portion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
My last question.
Yeah, you bet. No, go
on
for it.
On the checklisting,
yep.
there's no payments for equipment or wages on that one?
No, wages don't go on here.
Okay.
Mainly, to be honest, because they come out of the... Sure. The different module, you know, so they're put into the GL. I mean, mine, I think it's important, I can tell you, and it's important that I tell you what I get paid each month, because it is
yeah.
public, right? And then the rest, we could debate that forever. I don't know if there's a good answer for that, you know, so. But you're right, yeah, the employee payments aren't in here.
Okay. Like
the,
and there's also like no payments for the equipment.
Oh yeah, the lease payments. Yeah, That's a good question. They should have been, they're monthly, so I don't know whether she paid them just before or just after.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask her about that. Okay. No, I mean, the pickup truck were, no, that's okay. No, that's good. The pickup truck, sometimes it's stuff I've missed, so I mean, it's good. Pickup truck, we are done paying, we just have to pay out the balance, you know. And then the other two, obviously, are the ones that continue, the backhoe and the dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Yep. So you're right, they should show up.
Okay. Sorry, guys, I found
No, that's cool. Yeah. You guys can have a turn, too, if you want. She didn't really leave you. Much,
I can make up stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I offer you my glasses, but then I can't make my notes.
Yeah, they are pretty small, you're right.
So, is there any other discussion? If not, can I have a motion to approve financials?
I approve financials.
Okay. All in favor? It's carried. The sale of industrial lot at 813.
Mm hmm. So that's the lot that we had to clean up. I mean, just so we all know. And, you know, I'll kind of go backwards to forwards. The garage that's on there, he's not sure if he can make use of it. I know we can demolish it and remove it fairly quickly, so it's not, I don't think it's a, I mean, I'd rather use it, let's be honest, you know, save some work, but.
Wasn't there talk of actually moving it to
someone else's
properties or
Yeah, we were going to put it beside the shop. We haven't figured out a way to do that. And, you know, we have to build the back end of it and stuff, so it hasn't been high on the priority list, but, I mean, we could, you know. It's kind of 6 of 1, right? Because by the time we frame it in and move it, we do have to do the roof, which is also a bit challenging, right? So we can cost it out, though. I mean, it's yeah, I mean, yeah, because you're going to need something, right? Yeah. So, yeah. But, I mean, it probably is worthwhile at least costing it out, and then we can say, okay, you know, what's the value there, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because you're absolutely right. That was the original plan.
Let's do a cost, see whether or not it's
Okay.
And what are we going to use it for?
Well, that we would probably use for storage beside, you know. We may put the, I don't know, the probably stuff that, I wouldn't put the equipment in there. It's nice to keep that in the shop, but there's lots of other things out there that can be stored.
Cold storage.
You know? Yeah, and it depends on how secure we want it to, right? So, yeah. But there's all sorts of stuff, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Beyond that, so the request, I think, you know, as far as the background goes, he's asking about some sea cans as storage. And my understanding is not permanently, you know, for a period of time, which I think is... In our bylaws, it's still probably going to need some, it's going to need a meeting regardless. But I mean, if council's opposed to it, then it's probably going to be difficult for MPC to be in favor of it, right? So it's good to pass it by council first. And the request is to split the payments over 3 years. And so I did, you know, one of the things we would recommend is a buyback clause. So in other words, if after the first year, you know, he moves and doesn't do something, we buy it back at the amount in less 15%. So there's a cost to selling it back, you know. I'm not sure. Actually, I guess with lawyer fees, I should probably work that out. But, I mean, the idea is that it would cost to move it back, right? Beyond that, I mean, interest rates are not high, but it's reasonable to ask for them. The taxes would be effective the year that it was bought, right? So, you know, I mean, that's the plus for us is somebody's paying taxes on the property.
Effective after it's signed.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's making payments.
So that's right. Yeah, effectively the sale goes through at that date,
yeah.
And then you kind of have a separate contract for a loan. Right, and the loan has a buyback clause in it, and you know that kind of stuff. And you can and probably should register it as a caveat on title. It's a bit of a pain to remove, but you know, I mean, it's the best way to do it because then there's no issue, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it's up to you, folks.
I don't. Hands aren't stained.
As far as I know, they're not staying. But I think that, you know, as far as the condition goes, that's a reasonable thing to ask for, right? Is to say, you know, that they're good for a period of X amount of time or, you know, that sort of thing. At least it's down in that area, which isn't as bad. But and he has said he's going to fence it in. So, I mean, those are two things that if you wanted to condition them, You could.
Chain link or solid fence, or did he say?
He didn't say. Okay. No, no. So, and that's probably something at the NPC meeting you'd look at. But yeah, but I mean, it's reasonable for you to ask now, right? So.
So how many lots is that?
It's the whole thing. I'm trying to think. Is it? What was it? I think it's 300 feet long. You know, so that's what, 12 lots. I got that right. It's the whole block or the whole length, right? It's a big lot. I believe it's 300. It's actually on the website. Yeah, I can do that here.
And that's on this side.
Yeah,
that's
true. It's back there, yeah. Line. Yeah.
That's on this side of the panels.
Yes. Yeah.
On the solar panels.
On the south side of the solar panels.
Let me have a look here.
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we're going to be able to sell it. Anytime we can sell a lot and get an income off mm-hmm. it is better.
Yeah,
I would put the 20% for
okay.
buyback.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true because I didn't really think through the like. Let's say he pays, $7,300, then we have to pay it back. We still have to pay probably $500-$600 for lawyer fees, or mm-hmm. you know, we could probably do it without. But if we have to, you know, enact the caveat, you know, and then remove it, we're probably going to be involving a lawyer.
Yeah,
you know, it's. It's tricky otherwise, right? So that, yeah, I think 20% is a good idea.
What do you guys think?
No, I think that's good.
Okay.
That's kind of an incentive to not
to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't make it too easy to.
Yep, 300 away. Feet. Yep. 300 feet, yeah. Okay, so 20%. Now, did you want a condition? I honestly don't have enough details on the fence. He did say he wants to fence it, and I mean, in an industrial area, that's always nice, right? You know, but...
You can just leave that up to NPC.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. No, sounds good. Yeah, because that'll also be with the shipping containers, right?
So serviced?
There is water there. Yes. Yeah, there's a water stand on the corner. I don't know that I would want to fish that into my building, but the services are nearby. So for us to connect to the property edge...
Is he expecting to buy a service lot?
No, I told him it's close, but it's not serviced. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you even with something like that, we sometimes will do, you know, to the lot and then bill him sort of beyond. But I think we also want to be able to determine, you know, when requested, how much that would cost, because I think there is provision. You know,
does
we talked
that
about
not be really close to the buffer zone.
Yeah, or probably would be. Probably should move that board and see. There you go. Yeah, because he's... Oh, here it is, here. And what do we figure the... Yeah, see, he's here. I think you're right. I think that... I'm guessing it is. At least a part of it, at the very least, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, yeah. And he's not planning on doing anything like... restaurant, but you mean you do have to probably should condition that on NPC, right? That this lot is only for things that do not include
storage.
Yeah, because I mean, if somebody decides, oh, it'd be great to have a little restaurant in there later, I mean, that's you have to make sure that's not it.
I would just like something clear in there that it's unserviced and
okay.
Because it's a deal on the land,
so he must be. Have looked at power and stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
For himself?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the forest poles are right nearby. That part should be, unless he's doing something, he's not going to be doing anything that's a big draw, but, you know, yeah. And I know, like I said, there's a water stand there. It's not metered, so I wouldn't want it to be used unless we did something with it, right? But, you know, and we'd have to sort of trace it back and see, you know, at what point is it kind of useful to be able to fish in the line, right? So, so if we put motion to sell the property for land only, I mean, if we put in property to sell the land, unserviced property, is that probably a better way to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that just makes it clear, right? Good.
So are we doing a motion tonight?
Well, it's up to you.
Sure.
Be nice.
I'll make a motion to sell the property at 813 Pacific Avenue for $22,000 to be paid in three installments of $7,334 in 2022, $7,333 in 2023, and $7,333 in 2024 for an unserviced lot. Taxes will be applied effective the sale date. The sales agreement will include a clause to sell the land back to the village at the amount that has been paid, less 20% administration fee.
Great.
Okay, any discussion on that? All those in favor? It is carried. Now, do we want to apply, is that a separate motion, to apply an interest rate?
No, I think... yeah, actually, that's true. You could. I mean, if you wanted, you could do it in there, or there's nothing wrong with doing a separate motion if you want. We probably should include it as an amendment to the first motion, just so it's all in one spot.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, so motion to amend the previous motion.
Do you want to add interest, or...?
Yeah,
I know. What is it?
Okay, yeah.
Isn't that like a percent or something?
Yeah,
then you're not selling it for $22,000 anymore.
And yeah, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, good. Okay.
Commercial building update.
Yeah, so obviously we've reviewed, you know, council's reviewed, and Doug's gone through them as well, just to make sure we're talking about apples to apples, so... the winners were DM Construction Limited. They bid $268,000. When we talked to them, I think they did say that there's going to be some what do you call it? Not an extra amount, but the price of materials could go up, and so the idea is that they're going to give us a quote sooner than later, and we're going to buy all the materials up front. You know, the insurance company is going to give them the money to do it.
Okay.
So from our end, it doesn't matter, but the cost of it could go up a bit. They're going to keep the labor at the same cost regardless, but, you know.
So is the $8,000, is that on top of a contingency, or is that their contingency?
That is their contingency, yeah. Yeah, because I think they were going to be at $268,000. So that makes 276, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure in the 268 if that included a contingency or
no. Originally. Plus, yeah. So we went to 275.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be shocked. It depends how it goes, right? I mean, if we get somebody who wants it and we don't need to put walls in, it could be less, or if we add a few things, you know. But as we go through it, if there's something that's going to be different, we bring it back. But the goal is to hit 275, right? So.
And they are going to build it so that when they put the things in overhead, if they have to add the walls in, then it can be done like right away without any extra.
Yeah. I didn't know, like sometimes when they put, because I didn't see like the written out bit,
yep.
If like they put 10% contingency.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they buried. Yeah. No, they didn't have that in there. Yeah,
that's in there. Or
typically, they haven't. But I think, quite frankly, moving forward, they probably will start doing that, okay. Because the reality is, it's just everything's so up and down, right?
Yeah.
So, I think I told you before we looked at materials for those hydrants, and from 2020 to now, it went up 25%. You know, which is a lot of money, right? So, everybody's okay with their labor, but. You know, when stuff costs more.
I went to buy two sheets of MDF, and I had the view in town, so I just went and priced it out. About 5 days later, I went in with the truck to pick them up, and each sheet of plywood went up $10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's good to just buy it up. You know, if we can lock it in, at least we know, right? Yeah. The only other thing I would add in here is the gas line that comes out of here goes... 6-ish feet, maybe 7 feet that way, which is exactly where the edge of the building is, or slightly under. Patrick's been out already to try and find it. Once it's a bit warmer, we might even do it, you know, sooner than later, we're going to hydrovac it, and just so we're 100% sure, and just remeasure, because we may have to move it. Surprisingly, the last time we had to do something, it took 2 months, and it took about 3 weeks before I got a response back, and Patrick called, like, literally that morning, you know, 2 hours later, and was out that afternoon, which is what we're all used to, right? So, which is great. So hopefully, you know, if we do have to move it, it probably is going to be a couple $1,000s to move it, you know. And they do have the building on the far side 5 feet from the alley, you know, for a proper setback. But, you know, if they moved it 1 or 2 feet that way, I mean, the building before was actually on the alley. So, you know, I think what we'll do is go out there, you know, say this is exactly where it is. You know, what does that mean on the other side? Because it'd be great not to have to move it, right? So, yeah. You know, but that's still to come, right? So, okay. Yep.
Now, compaction. Do we have to worry about that?
No, the only part... Yeah, those guys are fine. They, we did pack it with clay, and we packed it with the backhoe. So, and it's only the area with the basement, and the basement wasn't that deep. So, you know, I don't think there'd be a ton. They add in quite a bit on the top of it too, right, to pack it. And they've got one of those big rollers, the vibrating rollers with the teeth. So what little we have to do, I mean, they're going to strip it anyway and see what's there. But, you know, we did plan for that when we did it, right? Okay. So, and at least we've had a season to let it pack down a bit too, right? So I don't anticipate we'll have any kind of problem, right? So, yep.
I know this end would be fine, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's really literally that far end, you know, basically where the building was. Yeah,
caving in.
Exactly. That's right. Yes, yes. Yeah, it already sunk as much as it's going through there. Okay. Yep, yep.
What do you think about this sand and...
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, it seems to go to the center of the earth around here. Yep.
Second an hour.
Yeah, yeah. It's diamonds down there. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So we need a motion.
I will move to award the construction of our new commercial building on Carmen Street for an amount not to exceed $275,000 to DM Construction Limited.
Okay, any more discussion? If not, all those in favor? That is carried.
Okay. Cool.
Bylaw 18, Community and the Energy Infrastructure Tax Program.
Yeah, so this one, I sent it back again, so this isn't ready, but I think it's good for council to go through the parts that you would be concerned about, so I can kind of point you, because, you know, we may as well fix them before, then, you know, wait until after. If you go to page 29, the property owners must meet the following criteria. So the idea is that you obviously want owners that are, you know, not responsible, but, you know, reliable over a good period of time, right? So, because as much as the money doesn't impact our debt limit or anything, if they stop paying taxes, then, you know, we have to front that cash until we get it back, right? So, you know, the worst case scenario is kind of the 3 years where they haven't paid and we have to wait to get paid. So, you know, under all circumstances, we would get paid, but, you know, so that's kind of the risk that you've got, right? Mm-hmm. So, on A, it says, you know, current on taxation payment for 3 years. For new people, she did suggest adding in or have proof of a similar record from another municipality. So if they moved here from somewhere else, you know, just get good their idea. Records. Yep. Be in good standing with the village, current on their mortgage. So, I mean, I think these details, when we look into the process, they'll probably confirm those when they go through the process because they administrate it, right? So mortgage payments, I would assume they'll...
Now, does that cover any other liens?
Oh, you mean like where do you fit on the...
Like when you're looking at a property in good standing.
Yep.
I just think about one property we have by you that has has multiple liens on it, once from provincial government for court case or whatever and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like... Does that cover it under any other debts secured by the property, or does that cover other liens, or?
So we've got bankruptcy and insolvency or foreclosure. But no, that's...
I wasn't sure if E covered it, or...
Yeah, I mean, it does... Well, that's a good point. So, you know, if you got, say, three loans on it, you know, you got a first, second, and a third, and you're paying them, you know, I that's a reasonable, you know, question, right? I don't know. Or if somebody's put a caveat on title because you owe them, mm-hmm. maybe we can ask about some verbiage for that. You know, that's probably a reasonable thing, right? You know, so... because you're right, is if you've got a property that's kind of over-leveraged, they might be paying it all right, but, you know, you don't really have some equity to fall back on to get the money back. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we could... I'll figure out the maybe the correct verbiage. I'll ask her,
okay.
You know, because they do review them all, and they're pretty thorough, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a good question. Verbiage for... extra loans. Okay, perfect.
Who's the program administrator?
Like, that would be them. Yeah. Yeah, so you can, there's an interest rate and you can charge a fee, an admin fee, which is split. So, because quite frankly, there is work on our side, not as much, but, you know,
yeah.
There is some work. On page 31, the annual maximum amount to be allocated, we've got it set at $100,000. It can be whatever you want. You know, obviously, you know, towns are, you know, a couple of million dollars or whatever. But if you kind of play it out, so you figure each year, you know, say it's wildly popular and we use up the 100 each year, you know, in 5 years, you've got $500,000 out on, you know, which, you know, I get it, is not, like, if every single house in the village had this deal, better hope that they can pay well, right? So, so I mean, I don't know, and, you know, it's a live document. If we find that, you know, we have $200,000 in request, yeah, then, you know, we're not stuck with it. So I'd probably think about that one as the first year,
okay.
You know, and just see, because, you know,
yeah.
Maybe a lot of interest or not much. It's a good program, but...
No, the one above it.
Yep.
And it says it will be borrowed by way of a line of credit by the municipality. So does the village take out a line of credit for each property that subscribes, or is it like
Yes, I think it's each one. Yeah, I mean, I'm not... Short answer is I'm not sure, but I believe it is... Well, that's a good question, because I think... I'm assuming they do it all in one spot, but... I didn't see a spot where it said, you know, all of them have to be in by a deadline.
Okay.
Because that would be better for everybody, right? Because yeah. Let's say it's 75,000, you may as well do it as one.
Yeah.
We have a loan for 75,000, and these yeah. are the people that are paying it, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's on each one, but that seems to me to
That's
be...
a lot of paperwork.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot to keep yes. straight.
So I'll ask her about, is it split... or all in one. Yeah, because we want to borrow the amount that we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to say 100,000 and hope that it all gets used up. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, the idea is to borrow just what we need, right?
Yeah.
So, 3.14, 8%. I think the idea there is when interest rates go up a lot, the risk goes up, so... you know, that at least caps it off. In other words, if we never look at this and somebody in the future in 10 years, you know, interest rates go up, at least you've got a cap there, right? You don't get to revisit it, so. Most of the rest of it is, you know, effectively the money comes back when you sell it, you know. So if you put, I don't know, $25,000 in solar or new windows or whatever and sell the property, that it's like taxes. It comes back as taxes, so you get it.
And where does it say that?
It says it on title, but that's a good question, yeah.
I couldn't find it in here where okay. It said that if the property sells...
Yep. Okay, so I will ask...
And I could have missed it.
Well, and that's the thing, right?
Pardon?
I didn't see it either.
Yeah.
Actually, I wonder...
They take their money and run and we're stuck
yeah.
carrying...
Well, and see, that's a good point. So, you know, let's say you've done really well and you put it on there and I buy it and I, you know, can't pay... Right, you know, I'm not a good credit risk, then you would want to remove that. Like, you'd want to pay it out, right? So,
yeah.
I believe that's how it is, but I'll double check. And I'll try to understand what the... Because I think what they do is at the beginning they put the caveat on the property, but I haven't seen the caveat, right? And I'm assuming okay. that's where it's covered, but
okay.
it's not a bad idea to ask, right? So
you
want to
make sure you get the village's money back first.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So they're not over-leveraged.
Yeah.
And that, and then when there's an ownership change that, you know, ours gets cleared off, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Good. So I can dig into those, and then we're just working through. Most of what's left is it's not materially that different. You know, the only clause that was the big one was the 3 years or another municipality's records, right? So beyond that, it's a lot of just making sure we're consistent with the MGA and all that kind of stuff, right? Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. So, I mean, if we keep that as for discussion, then that's yeah. that's good.
Okay, so we won't do the readings today.
No.
Perfect. Okay. 2022 tax assessment review.
Mm-hmm. So, just cut me off when it's not making sense.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. That was it, eh? That was my window.
We didn't have any notes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the good news is the first part here is most things have gone up, you know, which is good. And what's encouraging, the vacant lots have gone up, you know, so that shows that there's some pressure on the smaller communities. In other words, they're becoming more viable and interesting. The rest of them are not a big deal, but typically, you know, if everything's gone up, that's a good thing. The first assessment here is sort of this year's, so we work off 2021 for 2022's taxes, and the one before or on the next page is 2020. So if you want to see each one, you know, that's where I got the information. So I did do the numbers on changing the minimum tax, you know, from 500 to 750. If we did that, we'd see 50 and kept the rates the same, we'd see 50 properties decrease in taxes, 92 stay the same, and 157 increase. Of the 157, three are sort of, you know, they're new homes and stuff. They went up because something happened. The fourth one is me, by the way. But, you know, whatever. Take the good with the bad, right? But most of them are really from that, the change, right? They're the change from the minimum tax. I think it goes from 62 properties in that minimum tax group to 95, you know, out of, what's it, a couple hundred and change. Let's see, and then at the bottom here, it sort of shows the breakdown of the minimum taxes. So 48 out of the 95 are residential occupied. All the residential vacant are on there, as you can imagine. Yeah. I mean, the first one is the concerning one, right? You know, the second one is just makes sense. I mean, if you buy property, it's, you know, it's not going to be worth a lot until you do something with it, right? Yeah. So, and then commercial and industrial, I think some of those might even be linear and those sorts of things. We have, you know, like an ATCO or that kind of stuff. So, you know, and they're pretty used to it. So in terms of the impact on the tax revenue for that shift, it'd be an increase of $20,450. If we kept the commercial tax the same, because the commercial tax was reduced down to 8, so that's in the whole area, that's one of the best rates, you know, in the whole area. So I don't imagine council would want to reduce it, but I mean, it's up to you. And then if we lowered the tax rate from 10.982 to 10, it would reduce that amount by 13,918 and producing $233,844. And right now we're budgeted for 232. So effectively that would be the budget as is, you know. Like if we didn't do anything to the interim budget and we did that, it'd be the same. Other than that, we'd, you know, be an extra 13 or so to, you know, that obviously there's more than enough things, you know, to spend that on. But Anyway, so that's for information. I can, if you've got some feedback, I mean, beyond that, we're, you know, we've done the interim budget. I think having done it for a couple of months, we're, I don't see where we can't meet that budget. I mean, the things that will change it are, you know, how much external work we do, that kind of stuff, right? Which, if we take that out so that council is quite aware, then we can operate under that one, right? But
what about fuel?
Yeah, fuel's going to be tricky. It's gone up. I mean, there, you know, there's no question. I think, I'm trying to remember, I think we spent $10,000 last year on fuel. If we have a busy season, like if we're, you know, out there doing exterior work and stuff, you know, it can go up. I mean, based on 10, it's probably going to go up, what, to 15 or 16,000? I think it's worth looking at because it is in here. So I'll recheck it, right? Okay. It'll fluctuate, obviously, with the work, but I think, you know, if we can have a flat amount and then that would be one of the things that increase, you know, if we're out there producing revenue, then that's a good thing, right? So as long as we're producing more than we're paying for gas, right? So, yeah, I'll double check that one.
Well, and if we kept everything exactly as it is, I know that the 13,000 is almost reflective of what we bring in for the municipal franchise fee for the gas.
Yep.
If we're looking at getting rid of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's up to you guys, right? Yeah. I mean, that would be one of the things on the table, right? Is
I know, you know, we had talked about it briefly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, and we'd have to do that, I think, what do we say at the end? Yeah, yeah. So it wouldn't technically impact this budget, but it's, but no, I mean, it's, you know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would in the following year if everything was the same, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Back to, like, do we need to then maybe, if with the cost of fuel being up, and maybe this is a side note from where we're at, talk about, like, levels of service for the equipment. I know that some have asked, like, does Scott just go out whenever to shovel snow, plow snow? It's nice to have clear streets, but should we wait till the snow is thicker? Like, should he be running the back wall all the time to clear streets?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, it's nice to have clean sidewalks and roads.
Yeah, because I think what I'll do is I'll figure out what the cost is per hour. Like, in other words, in a month, if it means an extra $100, then I think it doesn't matter, right? But if it's costing us an extra $800 a month, well, you know, that's reasonable, right? I'll start figuring that out because there are rates that they have for fuel burn and stuff, and that's obviously changed, right? So rates for equipment, gas. Yeah, so I'll bring that to the next one, gas usage. Yeah. No, I mean, the reality is, yeah, I mean, if you want to cut, you know, to be honest, I think Scott does a great job for sure. And I think people like it and all that. And, you know, to date I think council's sort of said that, you know, we want to keep to that, but it's, you know, if we're trying to figure out a way to, you know, offset some of these costs, that is definitely something that, you know, that we should look at. Right. So.
Well, I know I took that one course and they were talking it was Okotoks that said, the people said, we're paying too much, we want you to cut services.
Yeah.
So with the pandemic, they cut the mowing back and the care of their parks and all that kind of stuff and the snow removal.
Yeah.
So for the last 2 years, well then, when this new election came, the people were like, I missed the grass being cut short, and I missed this. And then, so they said, it's going to cost you. So they said, well then increase your level of service back to what it was. But knowing that, it will reflect on your taxes.
Yeah.
So you can pay
it's a
less
very
taxes,
good,
but then you're not going to get...
Yep.
The nice curbs and the nice curb parts and that.
Well, and I think a couple of things I know from, you know, having lived in a city for a bunch is cities don't do the boulevards. They don't mow the boulevards. They don't, you know,
shovel
clear the back.
Sidewalks.
Yeah, shovel the sidewalks. Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact, they bill you if you don't. they often don't do the back lanes, or at least as much.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my poor Yarish got beached one day coming out of an apartment. You know, litter and the ruts that were in the back alley, right? So there are things that Carmengate does that is a higher level of service than most.
Yeah.
You know,
why don't we, when we have our meeting, make that as one of the items that we bring up?
Yeah.
Ask the general public, what do you feel?
Yeah.
A little higher taxes or a little less service. And I know everybody loves the grass being cut and the roads clean. It is.
Well, and if you can give a cost associated with that, then you say, okay, you know, we could save $4,000 a year, but this is what it means. Grass getting cut every
time. It was kind of like the teepee rings, right? We figured it was $5,000 a year to look after that. And you're right. I'll work on that because I think if we can get numbers for most of this stuff, you know, the reality is, you know, there's a lot of things that haven't been helping us out. The police requisition, the gas prices, the capital budget's gone. Like, to be honest, over the last 4 years, we've tried to be very creative and all we're doing is keeping even, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is really frustrating because, you know, we don't seem to get ahead, you know. So we are going to have to look at other things, you know. So, but yeah, I think if we use that idea of the levels of service and start costing those out and make them public, that's a great idea.
And then get public input, like you say, and then see what people want to pay, if they want to pay for it, or because I mean I appreciate the back alleys and the
roads. I think anyone that has a beautiful yard is going to say no, let's keep it looking good.
Yeah, absolutely. And the boulevards, I mean, at least the street I'm on, and I'm sure it's the same everywhere else, you know, when it's mowed or when the sidewalk's done, it really looks nice.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure in the whole village it's like that, right? But, and, you know.
But maybe we're the only ones that matters to.
Exactly, yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it's true. That's a good question. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we'll work through that. Good.
Sorry, add to your to-do list.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I was running out of things to do anyway, so. Yeah. Let's go back to that thing about my timesheet.
Yeah. we knocked a couple things off your done list.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okey-doke.
All right. I think the next one's all you. Unless you want, well.
All right.
You're all literate, so I don't have to read it.
So moving on. We had at our Marquis meeting, they brought this up, and they're asking for, they drafted the letter because the villages are scared about getting a financial obligation and they don't want financial obligation commitment at this time. They just want a letter of support from the communities to identify that there is a need for affordable housing, assisted living within the county. So
there's always a need for affordable housing in this whole country. I still don't, the letter, no problem, as long as there's no financial.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I still put our water is way more important to have a water in this village than putting a new building.
Yeah.
Putting a new building in Vulcan.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my feeling. That's
not full.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's not full. Marcus?
Yeah. That's not full right now.
PDL is not full.
I just...
Yeah.
They say because it's not a good building, but it's fine. I've been there. It seems fine to me.
I can tell you I did look up, and I looked up, because the MGA will list commissions. You know, Twin Valley Regional Water Commission is in the MGA at the end, you know, where it's got an order in council and all that. Mm-hmm. I tried to look up the Marquis one, because the question is, and this is just trying to look in the future, if they decide to go ahead with it anyway, then we're obligated to pay whatever costs. Like a requisition is a requisition; it's not a question, right? So what is the mechanism for us not to be involved? Like in other words, if they say we're going to do this regardless, you know, it's something council could consider, right?
If we give that letter that we're for it,
yeah,
that kind of commits us.
Yeah.
And so I don't think we should even give the letter.
That was the view of the villages. I mean, the county, well, the town wasn't there at that meeting, but the county felt that it's just a letter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're committing to there's a need and...
That's it. Then they want you to pay your share. There's a need.
Yeah.
I don't even think we should give them a letter. My motion. How does that read?
So I don't think we can have a negative motion. So
no, you're probably right. Yeah.
It.
Yes.
We have to make the motion. Yep. To no, you're right. And then you defeat it.
That will be the first time I've seen people vote against something. I think since I've been here, it's exciting. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes. Table
is there
it
any
or
more discussion
or,
on this?
Yeah.
All not in favor?
Read the first one.
Yeah, read the first one there.
Oh. Motion to authorize the mayor to sign a letter of support for the building of a new facility.
All those in favor? All those opposed?
All right.
It is defeated.
Defeated. Very good. Okay. Okay. Easy enough. The next one's not quite as intense.
Car charging station location.
Yeah, really, the wire for the car charging station is going to come out of the village office building, so right out of this panel. So if you can imagine the wires coming up, actually this building, the commercial building, will be set back a bit, so we could move it a little bit to the left if we wanted. I'm guessing probably in that gap between the buildings might make the most sense. You know, I think that was kind of the one that struck me. So I just want to make sure, because once the weather is good...
It's going to sit on the other side of the sidewalk, like the...
On the roadside.
It's going to sit on the roadside.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to trip over the cable, and you can imagine how that'll turn out, right? Like if we have it on the grass side, and they pull the cable across the charge, gotcha. Yeah. It looks better not on the road, but...
Because that's going to be underground. Is there any problem putting it if that gas line is close?
No, we're going to... electrical doesn't... I think it only needs to be down a foot or so, and we'll know where the actual line is.
18 inches.
Yeah, 18 inches, yeah. No, we're going to put in conduit, like Scott and... Well, Public Works is going to put in conduit, and then just fish the line through. That way it's protected, right? So,
how far out off the sidewalk is it?
Oh, like into the road?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right. I would put it right on the edge. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll have bollards and stuff protecting it.
Yes, I think
so
that's a good idea.
Driver.
Yeah, and there will be a bit of
the mail driver that comes in.
Yes. Yeah.
At
1,000 miles an hour.
Help the building every time he is close. To
yeah. No, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise, maybe we go the other end.
I mean, now is a good time to do it because we're fishing around for the ATCO line. So, and I think we did have a quote on it before. So. I'll have to double check it, yeah. But I think that makes, to me it makes the most sense, but yeah.
That would be my only concern is the mail driver.
Yeah, I think bollards make sense, because quite frankly, somebody sooner, you back a pickup truck and you may not see it, right? You know, so, and yeah, it's not going to be a lot
of
fun.
Of voltage.
Yeah, yeah, yes it is. Yeah, good. Okay, that was easy.
Are we going to put the draft plan, a picture of it there so people can see?
I think, that's up to you. I think a sign, trying to think.
Future home.
Because if you get, I think a good size sign is about 400-ish, maybe 500. Like if you had kind of the aluminum, so it's sturdy, you know. I'll look around. Obviously want to have it as, cost less, but I think it makes sense, you know. If we did that, because we've awarded it. Yeah, that's a really good idea. We'll figure something out. They've got, maybe I can trade off some work to get the plotter working in Champion and print and laminate something. Yeah, so.
On plywood. Yeah. On plywood's more expensive than.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Could I ask a question, Ken?
Yes.
On that plan, the washroom was in the middle of the building between the two things, is that going to be open for people to use?
That's probably up to whoever's leasing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That won't be something we can regulate at all.
Okay.
But it will have three doors on it from each bay if there is three.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like
So
you're looking for a public washroom?
I know in Creston they have a little storefront thing that they develop, so it's just a public washroom and you can just go in there, use it, because there's no, unless you go in a restaurant, there's no place to go there, so they just developed a little public restaurant.
That's something we can talk about whoever leases, but it's
And I think obviously the sooner we know who wants to go in there, the better, right? So then we can plan accordingly, so good. Campground irritation. Irrigation.
So, council would like to review the options for putting in an irrigation system.
Well, I had a call today, this morning, mm-hmm. actually, from the Alliance member, and they were about trees, that they're looking at buying trees, and they're already looking at putting in an irrigation system, a drip system, and so they were saying that maybe something to do with water, like they put the, or is this work with them?
Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay, yeah. So okay. What it is, the Lions Club is putting new trees up there.
Yeah.
They would like to put the drip system in right away. And they're going to put the drip yeah. system in, but again, they're going to be using village water.
Yeah.
Now, that water that they go there right now,
mm-hmm.
Does the village pay for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
going to put them on a timer.
Okay.
So that timer will water those trees probably in the evening, twice mm-hmm. a week. So
yeah, that's good. Yep.
if we find that we're using too much water or whatever, yep. or if we've got a little bit room,
mm-hmm.
then they might increase their
sure.
they want to keep in contact with Scott or you or whatever.
Yeah, I can ask because Champion had the tree nursery and all they had all the pipe and the drip spots, right? We might be able to get that pretty reasonable if they're looking so. Because it's just probably sitting there all coiled up, yeah.
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 But they will put it on a timer.
Yeah.
So that we yeah. can control the amount of water.
I'm trying to remember, I think the tree nursery, I'm going to guess, I think it was around $700-$800 a year. And that was 150 trees that were probably a little more than that. So, I mean, if
I think this is going to be 26 trees.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess it'd be $300 or... You know, it'll be in the low hundreds. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, it's part of
one,
village,
one tree is worth so. More than that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A blue spruce is like $350, so yeah. Yeah.
And I think they might incorporate that one hedge, like it'll go through mm-hmm. that hedge,
yeah.
which doesn't have anything yep. right now.
Yeah. But oh, that's good. Yeah.
Definitely. And like I said, again, left them with the idea that somebody get in contact with Palliser. I still think they might get that land west of the school
mm-hmm.
for a buck. And they can increase that campground mm-hmm. or, and if anyone wanted to put in a mini golf or something for it. Yeah. It's totally wasted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not used for anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would, how their taxes are broke down on that, if they even pay taxes.
No.
Then if we could get it
what's
back.
What's
that?
No.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
So if we could get it
yeah.
back and
yeah.
however we want to
yeah.
use it to make our village better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, rinks are not, well, a rink with sand bottom was $125, and, you know, there's a lot of fundraising with that, and that's with boards and the whole bit, right? You know, but, I mean, you can build a pretty decent rink. It costs water, but, I mean,
well,
you know.
I don't even think there's enough kids here for a rink.
For a rink, yeah.
Mini golf is something that can't.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Very possibly, but.
Now there is, because, I mean, Mennonites are
right.
moving back and
yeah.
moving in. And
yeah.
The campground will have kids
oh, yeah.
there all the time, and probably
yeah.
more if there's a mini golf or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can flood in around. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways to do that, too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no downside, I think.
Yeah.
Really. You know, so. Good.
Great.
So I guess, was there anything that basically council's aware that it will cost some money for water, but that's, I think the operational budget will probably, hopefully, absorb that.
Yeah. I don't think it's
going to
use too much water.
No, I don't
the
think so.
The curlers aren't going to use any water this year.
Yeah.
I've said that.
Yeah. Yep. Good.
Okay. And with that, I thought it was in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry, it was in your report about the agreement with the Lions Club.
Yeah, so that's kind of been hanging out there for, that was sort of pre-COVID.
Yeah.
The challenge at the time is that the Lions wanted to know that they're going to have it for 5 years,
yeah.
which is a reasonable request because, you know, then it's worth putting in time in.
Yeah.
Neither side has really cared a whole lot about it, you know.
And you know what? As long as there is a council that is reasonable and not trying to, it will never be an issue.
No.
But the reason for they want the agreement is the fact that, let's say, this council totally changes next time, and all they see is how can we get money coming in.
I would like an agreement just to protect them.
And
well, it makes it clear, right? Yeah. I think the village's pain point was really just everybody coming in thinking that this is where that they get campground sites and stuff, you know, but which, to be honest, is I haven't even heard of that in the last year or so. So, I mean, it's, they've really done a great job in terms of owning it, you know, so, I mean, from the village's point of view, it's been really great. So, okay, so I'll do one up and bring it to council, and then, you know, whatever I missed or needs to be changed can be looked at, right? Okay. I think I have one started, to be honest, so. Good.
Bylaw 817, fee bylaw.
Yeah, so this, so, the, I mean, based on the feedback, I think the only thing that was, where the heck is it? Something to do with chickens here. Vicious dogs, tags.
50, page 50.
Oh, there we go. Okay, good. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So those, most of these are in line with, like, Vulcan County, you know, that kind of stuff. There's nothing that was changed that is, you know, there's, it's pretty consistent with everything else, right? I think this is one of these bylaws every year or two we should have a look at and just see, you know, because, you know, we've had a couple of dogs on the loose in the last couple of weeks, right? But nothing to the point where, you know, Justin's first goal is to just go warn them, right? So, I mean, it's not too often that you write a ticket. Some people have used up that whole time. So, you know, like the fireworks piece, right? But, so, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot in here that's challenging, but it does put them all in one spot. So we only ever have to deal with this, and the other bylaws only get changed if we're changing process, right? So.
So is there any discussion on this one? If not,
I will move for second reading of the bylaw 817 of the bylaw.
Any discussion? Okay. Carried.
And I will make a motion for the third reading of bylaw 817, fees bylaw.
Any discussion? All those in favor? And it's passed unanimously.
Good.
Okay, reports.
So one thing I'll say, because we talked about it, is if you want to send them directly to Kelly, admin@villageofkarma.ca, I'll send out an email just to remind.
Okay, good.
Just because that's all I do, to be honest, right? If you can get them in by Thursday night, hopefully, it's up to you, then I can add them into the agenda. And then, because ideally in the minutes, we just like to say, you know, as presented, right? So right now what we do is we add the full reports in the minutes. It's not the end of the world either way. I mean, this is not, you know.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And if you have any questions on anybody's report, you can bring it up.
Yeah, for sure. So, at the very least, maybe even when you email them, CC the other two, right? You know, that's, I mean, at least that way you're not, you know, if I happen to miss it, you're, you know, still, Sue's still in first place, FYI, so I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I haven't been to any.
Oh, not me. I'm like, I got a council meeting. I bring the reports off.
Yes. Yeah.
What did we talk about? I have to look back on my notes.
I used to wait until somebody in admin would bug me about them afterwards after the meeting, so I was terrible at it.
South Girls on the 30th.
Oh, okay, good.
V-Crimp, Nell said he will let me know when it is.
Yeah, yeah, and it's only, I think, twice a year, so, yeah. So I'm trying to think at that meeting. I've told you everything that I saw at the meeting. It was nice, actually. There was a good turnout for that. It was a solar one, so, you know, I presented, you know, I was on a panel, but most of it was kind of, it was economic development. It was South Grove that put it on, but, yeah, it was nice to see. There's some broad options as far as solar. Like, it's definitely become a more hot commodity, so not saying we have to, but at least if there's some option or strategy out there we can use and, you know, increase revenue or cut costs, we should certainly look at. But it's definitely increased a lot in the last few years, as we've seen, right? Yeah. It's all over the place. It's now become commercially viable to do it, which, you know, because the one question I asked our vendor was, you know, if we have our building, so we've got all the equipment and we've got three rows, you know, is there something we can do, let's say, with another three rows, like if a company had it, or if there's some, you know, something that we could generate extra income and not have to put up capital up front, right? So I don't know that that exists right now, because we're at this kind of the top end of what you can produce and be at a good rate. So anyway,
okay.
So we'll keep chipping away at that. Cool. I didn't write that out to anybody or email it, so.
Yeah.
I doubt Kelly's going to include it either.
Is there any other discussion? If not, I'll adjourn the meeting at 7:30.